You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. It's Thursday, December 31st, the last day of 2015, and the new year is likely to start with a lot more extreme weather. The strong El Nino is already causing problems around the country. Along the Mississippi River, intense flooding has killed at least 20 people, forced evacuations, and disrupted lives and traffic on the streets, but also along the river. That's where thousands of barges ship oil, grain, metal, coal, and other goods every single day. Austin Golding is the marketing manager at his family's business, Golding Barge. Hi, Austin. Welcome to the show.
Good to see you.
Austin, tell me, how has this flooding affected you personally? What are you seeing in your neighborhood or with people around you?
Well, you know, here in Vicksburg, Mississippi, we've been a township now for almost 200 years. And I think that's because we're built on bluffs overlooking the river. People that live in this part of the world have worried about floods a lot longer than 2015. 2016 when this one hits. Here in Vicksburg, we don't have as much danger for flooding, but just north of us in the Mississippi Delta, there's lots of farmers, there's lots of people that have lake houses that may go underwater because of backwater flooding or if there's a levee breach, and that's a whole different degree of natural disaster. So if you have property in those low-lying areas, you're really worried about it now. But here in Vicksburg, Mississippi, it's just another flood, and we live here on these bluffs here for a reason.
Yeah, and put this in context for people who are elsewhere in the country. How important is the river? How does the river fit into the economy in these states that it runs through?
So, you know, through the heartland of this country, we have an incredible superhighway that a lot of our goods and means come across. And, you know, if you really look at the impact of boats and barges, if you have one barge, that covers the same amount of material as 216 rail cars and six locomotives, or nearly 1,100 tractor trailers, and that's one boat and 15 barges. So, if the water comes up, and the Coast Guard and the governing powers see that we need to reduce our tows, then you're going to see less barges moving on this water for safety concerns, and more of that material having to move to the highway, and the capacity really isn't there, and it's definitely not as cost effective as our line of work.
So it's not just the businesses right there along the river, right? You're saying this has really widespread impact when that barge traffic stops or slows down?
It does. You know, just because you don't live along a state that may have water that's encroaching upon it, you may buy goods, and you probably do buy goods that have moved along water. You know, we're moving a lot of food-grade products, a lot of petroleum products, gasoline, diesel, jet fuel for airports, not to mention raw materials such as aggregate, concrete, all the way down to coal. Any interruption to that really interrupts the entire supply chain for the country, coast to coast.
How will you prepare for the future?
Hopefully, from a personnel standpoint, our guys become more well-versed in their working environment. They understand what they're going to be up against. Some guys, previous to 2011, had worked on the river for 30 and 40 years and had never seen water that high. So now we're hoping that they've seen it twice this decade, that they're going to be the best wheelmen of the last 100 years just because of what they've been through. As far as the equipment that's on the water, the horsepower and the barges have never been better. The technology that's been included in the engines and the hydraulic engineering in our equipment, it's ready for this kind of water. We just have to make sure we have the people trained to utilize the equipment on it to make the most of it safely.
That's Austin Golding from Golding Barge. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. All the best.